Thank you, Joan, for the invitation to read. I want to start with this poem that I wrote in the wake of the consecutive murders of Eric Garner and Michael Brown. And I dedicate every poem that I'm reading tonight to the memory and life and activism of Sandra Bland, who died tragically in that prison in Texas. People die in their 50s or vanity. That long thing that happens as the face ages, what is that? The chin so near its cousin, the neck loose, cheeks not wrinkled, but less kind. Can staring make the long thing stop, the way staring at a man tells him something about want, your name on his lips? I am alone as my son sleeps and a train hums its way into this room of bed, treadmill, computer, and light. If anyone had said you will be near 40 when your first child is born, I would have said, you lying, southern-tongued, code-switched. I thought PhD, husband, baby, all in my 20s. A friend's beautiful little girl is now a beautiful grown woman with an equally beautiful son. And though you ask, where has the time gone? You are really saying, I never want to die. Oh, to be goddess or angel or something that knows millennia and miracles, how best to forgive. But everything turns to bone and ash, and seasons make our mouths remember sadness and sex and joys and every person who has ever said our names. Winter comes and winter happens to the body and to America, which is a dying place if you are black, alone, walking, your face too young, so young that a cop decides right there on the street where you are walking and he is walking. He decides your face is too round, it got too much baby in it, and he thinks to freeze you that way to keep your face from the longness that stuns me, what I want gone in mine, and shoots you and your baby face, and you will never know what life is like standing in front of a mirror trying to remember 20-something. Thank you. So this poem is the poem that was chosen for the Public Poetry Project. I brought 9 of them with me, so if 9 of you would like to have one, I will happily sign one and give them to you. And I brought 9 for all 9 of the people killed at the church in South Carolina just a few weeks ago. Losing. 1, 2, 3, 4 incisions stretched across belly in the curl of navel, down beneath the navel, delicious bikini, invisible to the touch, rise like a bump, red scar turned brown on this skin, beneath the skin a turning, a wishing well, a tumble, snow falling at midnight, a breath of blood, a hole, abracadabra life, sing mercy, new death, do not weep. Find a field to wade in, lick the melting snow. Stay still, stay just like this. 1 finger, to thin mouth. Hush, little baby. Depleted, angry scar. Raging pulse of abdomen. Scared cold into a light. Too bright to see me. Scared cold into forever patch. Unaltered blue. This is a great cover. It's Frida Kahlo, all modernized and punked out. I am the contributing poetry editor of Wasace, founded by Dagoberto Gilb, great friend of mine. Anybody read Dagoberto Gilb's fiction? Yeah. Everybody should be raising your hands. Everybody should be reading Dagoberto. Everybody. Okay. I just gave him a bunch of seconds of my time. Anyway. Concrete grave. Virginia, a woolly caterpillar was black and brown, life crushed by a white human door or foot, its body a man or boy, a brother shot down. Virginia and a woolly caterpillar was black and brown. I loved it like a friend from my hometown, and I wept when I saw its blood turn to soot. Virginia, where a woolly caterpillar was black and brown, life crushed by a white human door or foot. And this last one is dedicated to Toni Morrison. Pecola Breadlove is from The Bluest Eye. A note from Pecola. Trouble is, I want too much sense out of life. The midnight blue coat should keep me warm and dry, more beautiful than a blue eye worn weary by age and sought after. I feel ashamed in the light of unknowing, dark spot in a dark world consumed. Protection is the force that hides malice in the hands of the wrong man, Father. Blackberries have only one place to grow, in weeds, on vines, wrapped around my head, juice purple as me. My skin is the only translucent skin I know. No shedding can hold it, neither does skinning, nor a father doing secret on me. I wander, mouths move to frame me, tender-minded, suicidal, touched. None of this suits my fashion. I hold delicious, better than holy. I know contemplation on the edge, the shape of file. You go through hell, come back resurrected. I'd say it to you, but you too busy looking at me shine. Thank you.